morning, you. 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. What a morning. Sun shining here. 54 degrees. Make our way through our Monday talk around one of our favorite segments around here. Once a month is our Make-A-Wish Monday segment. And today's topic is connect with us. And I got to ask you this question, folks. Are you looking to connect with a cause? Well, today we visit with Wish alum Logan Hahn and her mom, Nikki, going to be sharing about, well, they call it the gift that keeps on giving, and that's for certain. Logan and Nikki on the phone with me this morning. Folks, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
So great to have you both on the show here this morning and to be talking about making the connections through Make-A-Wish. Logan, we're going to start with you. You know, it's a popular slogan around Make-A-Wish that you're more than your condition. Logan, tell us what led you to becoming eligible for Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, well, thank you. I have a genetic disorder called cystic fibrosis, or also known as CF for short. And what that does is it causes my body to be plugged with really thick and sticky mucus, and that mucus locks in and traps germs and bacteria, so I get sick for longer periods of time, and it gets more severe than it would the average person. So I do multiple lung therapies and treatments daily just to keep my body functioning as it would properly.
Logan, how long have you been living with this condition?
I was born with it.
You were born with it. Okay, so it's been that way since birth, and that's what made you eligible for Make-A-Wish. Well, let's take this a little further, Logan. How did you come up with your wish idea, and share a little bit about your wish?
Well, I've always had an interest in art, and in my vest therapies that I do, I have a lot of time of just sitting tethered to machines. So my parents kind of turned that into arts and crafts time. So when Make-A-Wish initially asked me if you could have anything in the world, what would it be? And art was just the first thing that popped into my head. And then Make-A-Wish took it so many steps further than just art. They gave me art lessons throughout the summer. They hooked me up with local artists who agreed to tutor me throughout the summer. And then finally at the end, we had a private art show for my family and friends to attend. And all the proceeds that we made from selling the art that I made there went to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation for my request.
Boy, what a fantastic story, Logan. So, okay, who's your favorite artist of all the artists out there? Who's your favorite? Can be locally.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, man. There's so many really good ones. I think I really admire the abstract of Picasso's work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very abstract myself, but it's just fascinating to me to see that.
Well, that's definitely worth looking up to as a mentor, definitely. Nikki, as Logan's mom, let's talk a little bit about philanthropy here. She said that the money is going to cystic fibrosis, and it was kind of evident on her wish day and continued for the foundation. Yep. This philanthropic, is this in the DNA? Is this a part of your family background? Tell us about it.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I'm a lifelong 4-H-er. My husband's a teacher and coach. Even before we had children, you know, we were volunteering and giving back and working with organizations. And when Logan was born, it just was kind of more of a, let's learn about this. Let's see what we can do. You know, CF is a parent-driven organization. We call it an orphan disease. So the only donations come through our fundraisers and things like this. And so we've raised both girls really with that giving back. And really, you can never have a bad day giving back to someone. So it also helps take the pressure off of her disease, learning to give back to others for other causes. And I'm proud of Logan because she was only 11 and 12 when this started, and her wish was to give back to the CF Foundation. But she continues that now to this day, all her own accord, that she will make an art piece for Make-A-Wish or for TNT Kids Fitness in Fargo or the CF Foundation, and she donates all of that back for the originals because that she feels is her calling.
What an incredible story. I love listening to this. Nikki, how has this wish impacted your life? Actually, this is a good question for both of you.
No.
How has this wish experience impacted your lives?
What do you think, Logan?
I'd say it gave me a purpose.
Yep.
It's definitely changed my entire, I guess, future. Mm-hmm. That one decision just really, it affects me day to day just through what I do in my business that I do. And then just feeling like I'm able to give back to all the people who have ever given to me. And to me, that's just so special. And like Mom said, that's been a huge part of our family's like mantra ever since I can remember. So it's just so very important for me to like be able to use what I have to give back to others.
And I want to say that Make-A-Wish, that's their entire purpose, is to give those of us, like Logan with chronic illnesses, and then those that are in, you know, terminal or illnesses for a time, a break. But for us, it's just kept on giving, because Logan's been contacted with other nonprofits. She's been able to use that time in her treatments that can be 3 hours a day that could really weigh on the psyche of a preteen and a teenager and now a young adult when everyone else is doing something else. And she uses that time for good. And that's I just don't know if I can even describe what a gift that has been.
Yeah, Make-A-Wish has given us a gift that we can't repay.
No.
At all. It's such a privilege to still be able to work with them.
Yep.
Well, and kudos to you both, too, for your philanthropic efforts and your strength and your resilience. So what is, Logan, what's next? What's on the horizon for you?
Well, I plan on expanding my art business. You can find me on Instagram at art4akir.
Yep.
And you can order a piece and the originals, all of my originals that I paint. The proceeds go directly to CF Foundation.
Correct.
Or if you're having a fundraiser for any nonprofit, you can have a piece ordered, and then the funds will go to you directly.
Yep.
And then I also sell cards and other prints of my canvases, and that money goes to my business to work towards more art supplies. So I plan on doing more of that and helping to volunteer and give back where I can.
Well, talk about an encouraging and an inspirational story. Nikki, Logan, it has been an absolute pleasure talking with you and getting to hear your story. And the best of luck to you and the best of luck to you both. Okay, thanks again for being a part of the morning show. Appreciate it.
Thank you for letting us share our wish experience.
Yes, thank you. We really appreciate this.
Whether it's an event or a local library, be on the lookout for Logan's masterpieces. And just think about what that's going towards, too. And again, I want to thank the two of them. Giving their time, their talents, and treasures is definitely a work of art. And to learn more about Make-A-Wish North Dakota, you can connect online through their website, wish.org/North Dakota, and or on their social media channels as well. It's 927 here. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
Lawmakers continue calling on the Biden administration to develop a more robust trade agenda. Congressman Dusty Johnson of South Dakota spoke about the subject during the celebration of modern ag on the National Mall in Washington.
Ambassador Tai is brilliant, but they're pretty honest. They're not going to be working on any more bilaterals and multilaterals. I think that's a major mistake. We know that when you've got a good trade deal, it can mean huge prosperity for America.
It's about more than just agriculture. Many U.S. industries rely on trade.
It's hard to overstate the impact on our economy. I mean, in any given year, 60% of South Dakota soybeans and American soybeans go overseas. We're not going to eat that many soybeans. We raise and grow the best corn, beef, beans, dairy. There is almost no limit to how much more we could sell to the rest of the world, provided that we had better deals.
Again, that was Congressman Dusty Johnson. However, the USDA's forecast for the 24-25 marketing year, crop production incorporated into this month's series of production, supply, and demand reports. Rod Bain has more.
Support for producers of dairy cattle infected with the H5N1 strain of highly pathogenic avian influenza. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack Friday announced a series of measures, including...
To protect against the potential for spread between humans and animals, we're going to be providing financial support, up to $2,000 per affected premises per month, for producers who supply PPE to employees and or who provide outwear uniform laundering, for producers of affected herds, who facilitate the participation of workers on the farm in a USDA CDC workplace and farm workers study.
In addition, support is available for biosecurity planning and implementation
to enable them to develop biosecurity plans.